This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Sign up, renew, or extend your Joy membership this Radiothon and you could win our major prize. Premium economy flights for two from any capital city in Australia, plus 7 nights accommodation in Los Angeles, courtesy of Joy sponsor Virgin Australia. Yes, sign up, renew, or extend your Joy membership between May 1 and June 30 to be in the draw. Head to joy.org.au to sign up now or call 1300-JOY-949. Joy, 25 years proud.
Broadway icon John Cameron Mitchell channels the essence of his glam rock icon, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, for one night only at Arts Centre Melbourne this July. So put on some makeup, turn up the A-track, and pull the wig down from the shelf. John Cameron Mitchell, July 10 at Arts Centre to Melbourne. Book now. Joy sponsor.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
This is Saturday Magazine.
25 years proud. Joy 94.9. We are in Radiothon. Got a long way to go yet. But yeah, that's right. Just make some more noise in the background.
But we've had some more memberships, Macca.
We've had some more.
And I'd like to...
I like a bit of noise in the background, actually.
And I'd like to say thank you to Francis from a place called Fadden.
That's in the ACT.
In the ACT. So we've got people listening to us in Canberra. There we go. So welcome,
full,
Francis.
Full membership.
And also the lovely Zena from Elstonwick, who has... renewed her membership and also made a $50 donation.
Yes.
So thank you very much to you, Zena. We love hearing from you.
We love money. We love memberships.
The other thing that I need to say, Macca, before we move on to our next guest is you can download us on podcast.
You can. And
last month we actually broke the record, Macca. How many podcasts did we, Saturday Magazine podcasts, were downloaded last month?
Is it 6,147?
6,187.
87. It's like an eye test.
But we have broken the 1.3 million mark.
Yes, and you know...
1.3 million downloads.
And this month, Saturday Magazine will break 200,000 podcasts in total.
There you go.
So there you go.
So if you can't listen to us, you can download us.
Yeah.
What are you laughing about, Macca?
I'm just laughing. We're joined in the studio by the CEO of Joy, Tennille.
Hi, how are you?
Good morning, how are you?
Oh, very good, although I locked myself out of my house this morning.
Oh, did you?
No.
Yeah, I decided my partner's gone away, so my girlfriend's gone away for the weekend. She's in the LGBTI leadership program, so they've got their first weekend away at Lancefield. How cool is that? I'm so proud of her. And so she got up at 5 this morning and drove to Lancefield. I got up to come in here and walked out the front door and thought, oh, whoops, I've left my house key inside. But not only that, I've locked myself out and I've locked our dogs in. Because it was cold and I thought I should leave them with the TV on and the heater on. So how bad's that?
So
then I just kept driving and I thought, oh, well, that's a problem for later this summer.
Really bad.
Nothing I can do.
Nope. So what I've decided is I'm going to do it as a bit of a drill. I'm going to see if I can break into the house and see if it's secure. And if not, I'll call a locksmith.
How far is Lancefield?
It's about 2 hours from Geelong, so
could be cheaper than a locksmith.
Lancefield is the other side of
Macedon.
It's past Tullamarine Airport.
Oh yeah, So anyway, that's my little story. I've had a great morning.
Yeah, look, that's happened to me once. In fact, I was going for a Saturday afternoon walk with my partner.
You're relaxing.
And we both checked with each other. Have you got the keys? Have you got the keys? And
yeah, I've got the keys.
I assumed he had the keys. He assumed I had the keys.
So you both asked the question but neither answered.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Shut the front door and realised that neither of us had keys. But we did have our phones.
And what did he say? Yes, Tess, I've got the keys. Tess, have you got the keys? Got the keys, Tess? Yes, I've got the keys.
Yeah, exactly like that.
Anyway, $150 later.
I'm hoping it's cheaper in Geelong. That, or I'll go over a couple of suburbs and I'll just cruise the streets and say, hey, you look like you can
get into
a house efficiently.
Good luck.
Can I buy you a beer?
So what's hot in your bellywig?
As in how great is Radiothon?
Yeah.
Yeah, Radiothon's going amazing. The on-air week was so good, and you guys did a pretty good job, didn't you, that week?
14,500.
That is correct.
14,837.
Whoa, a bit specific
over here.
Let's
just say shy of 15.
Yeah. Just shy. A good barrier to break for next year.
Yeah.
And we're sitting, we're above 80,000 all up. So, which is fantastic. And we've got 2 weeks to go, 2 weeks exactly to go.
So how does that compare year on year?
So if I was to, so the date, because we always move our on-air week, it moves around a little bit. So on-air week this year is a little bit later. But if I look at everything up to the Thursday of on-air week, we were about $10,000 ahead of last year.
Wow.
And I took on-air week out, that Friday out, because last year we had the Hour of Power,
yes,
on the last day. So, and we're tracking day to day. We're kind of tracking okay, getting ready for a really, really big last week of June. So we always do quite well in the last week. And this year we've got the Dollar for Dollar Hour of Power as well on Monday the 25th at 5:30 p.m. Yes. So it's moved from the morning to the afternoon, because the Murphys have moved from the mornings to the afternoon. And Gary and Jeffrey thought that it'd be quite fun to try drive for a change. Maybe people will be out of bed.
Yeah.
You know, ready, still at work. Oh, quick, I'll log in and make my donation. So
there you go.
Looking forward to that. So we raised $136,000 last year in that hour. So that's including Gary and Jeffrey's matching. So we're looking to do at least that, or maybe a bit more this year.
So what's the target that you've set for this year?
So we made just under 305,000 last year. So I have put a stretch on the team and said, let's go for 350. We also have the event, though, on the 28th. So that what we raise for that event will also get attributed to the 350. So tickets are selling for that at $35 each, and we'll have a couple of auction items, some really great prizes, actually, things to bid for on the night, actually, and some really, 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 really good entertainment.
So tell us about that.
I can't say too much other apart from the fact that Tim's been announced. So Tim Campbell's definitely performing, and he, because he's got his new album coming out in July.
You don't have any shining new star?
We will have. Well, no, this is a retro party.
Oh, I see. I apologise.
Yeah, we've gone a bit retro.
People you might recognise, Tess.
Yeah, right. So you'll feel comfortable.
Right.
But we do have a couple of announcements next week. So so Tim Campbell, he'll be there. He'll be performing some songs from his upcoming album. Album's not released till July, but he's going to pre-sell at the event, and he's actually going to donate 50% of sales on the night to Joy as well. DJ Magnus is going to play for us as well. So if you haven't seen Magnus, it's a bit of a fun night. And then we've got a special performance.
Whoa.
Which is quite retro for Commercial Road Retro. So that'll be announced next week. And we have another big star announcement, actually. So that will be coming out next week.
A shining star of some sort.
A very shiny star.
Right.
Yeah.
And there's nothing more you can tell us?
No.
You can't give us any hints?
I can't.
Not unless you pay for a locksmith.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Well, we've got a message here that says, go to Neil, love your work. Oh, the key story.
Yes.
Tell them about the locksmith.
Yeah.
Well, we had this hot, young Israeli locksmith.
I don't want him.
Well, Ian just could not keep his tongue in his mouth. It was embarrassing.
Where was his tongue?
Wasn't in the lock.
It's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing.
But he seems quite happy to tell the story.
Yes. We're going to take a very short break tonight.
The locksmith was really good, Tess, didn't you think? Do you think locksmith was good? I thought the locksmith was good.
Oh.
What did you
think? We are going to take a short break. You are listening to Saturday Magazine. Our special guest at the moment is Joy's very own chief executive, Tennille Moiselle. Stay tuned, because
there's more.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
And you are listening to Saturday Magazine with Macca and Tass. And we have in our studio the wonderful Tennille Moiselle. Moiselle?
It's Moiselle.
Moiselle.
Yeah, Moiselle.
Moiselle.
As in Moiselle.
As in Moiselle.
Because I just think of Benin Moiselle, but
yeah.
It's not. Moiselle.
Oh, it's a whole story. I can tell you about it one day. It's quite a weird little name.
Oh, go on. Tell us.
Look, you go right back and it is Moiselle, it's French, but somewhere along the line.
Is that like bouquet and bucket?
I think it might be. in the late 19th century, it was dropped. They moved to Austria to the Tyrolean Alps and they dropped an L and an E. Then there's this whole Moisel. German sort of thing as well. So, look, safe to say, my dad's side of the family, they moved to Australia in the 40s.
And how colourful is all that, though? I mean, imagine having Musa Ferriatis.
Well, that's, yeah.
Boring.
Really? Is it?
Now, we are in the middle of Radiothon.
Yes, it's very exciting.
And usually every year with Radiothon, we have a fabulous giveaway prize.
Yeah, we do. We've been really, really lucky getting some prizes. And
so what have we got this year?
This year we've got a trip. We're sending two people to LA. So we've got return flights, courtesy of Virgin, 7 nights accommodation. And we've been lucky enough. And like I say lucky enough, premium economy is pretty good, right?
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah, so we have had some inquiries, though, about why isn't it business class?
Oh, yeah. That's a bit cheeky, isn't it?
It is a bit cheeky, but then I thought, you know what? We just need to find someone who's got lots of points.
Right, and who might that be?
Well, I don't know. I mean, Mackie, you've got some, haven't you? I mean, you're always bragging to me about how much you fly and, you know, you're racking up the points, but you don't seem to use them.
In fact, Macca is so in love with points.
Got Macca.
That he sometimes actually buys things just for the points.
No, that's not true. Sometimes I take advantage of a points bonus offer.
So
you never ever buy things just to get the points, because that's like being an alcoholic or a gambler.
Well, Macca loves the points so much. We've even had like points experts on this show.
Yes. So Macca, how what do you reckon? Like, you've obviously upgraded yourself before using your points.
Well,
haven't
yes,
you?
I have. Look, what I as you know,
spit it out, man. Spit it out.
That's right. We have a really good relationship with Virgin Australia.
We do.
And so part of, you know, this prize is part of our deal with Virgin Australia and premium economy to LA. And I thought, you know, I've got a lot of points.
You do.
I've got a lot of points. Why can't I use some of these points to... sorry. What is it? Liberal Party votes to sell off the ABC. Who are they going to sell to? Rupert Murdoch?
In favour of privatising the public broadcaster.
It's already privatised. We own it. We all own it.
Well, there you go.
Dickheads.
Oh, back to radio.
Yeah, back to radio.
I felt like Mac was just about to like...
voted 2-1 to privatise the ABC.
Yeah.
Pauline will be happy.
That's right.
That's why they're doing it.
Pauline from Dun Nation.
Whoa.
Yeah. Anyway.
But wasn't enough.
So here it is. I thought, I've got a lot of points. We have a great relationship with Virgin. So I had a discussion with Virgin about utilising some of my points to upgrade these tickets to business class.
Mm-hmm.
So as of now, whoever wins this first prize in Radiothon will be flying business class. Whoa. Two people, return to LA. And I've got to tell you, I have flown business class to LA with Virgin and with other airlines. There is no better business class to LA.
Right. Yeah.
So, yes, it has cost me some points, Tess, because normally I don't spend them, as you know.
I do know.
Stockpiling for a ring.
But also on top...
Point banking.
On top of that, what the winner will also get is when they arrive in LA, they will be met at the door of the plane by the Virgin concierge.
Wow.
VIP.
Who will escort them through customs and security in LA, which, believe me... that's a big thing, because it can be pretty hectic.
Yeah.
And on your return flight, we'll meet you at the airport in LA and escort you again through security and immigration and take you into the lounge, the premium lounge.
So basically, the winners are now going to get the full LA VIP treatment,
They are getting the very... very important person treatment.
Wow.
Business class to LA. return on what Virgin call the business.
The business.
And it is the business. It is, I think, the best business class in the world. And I've flown on them all. Trust me.
Wow. Thank you so much. That's amazing. Are you worried about the limited number of points you've got left? Or because that would be obviously be a significant...
It would barely make a dent.
It's well, actually, Tass, it's actually more than 5% of my points balance.
Oh, wow.
Oh. That's...
So,
wow.
So...
that's a lot of
but
points.
But no, it's because... Radiothon is so important to Joy, and this prize, I want to make this a prize that people are really
excited about
and really want to win.
Yep.
So when you join up, when you renew, when you donate, you go into the draw.
Not when you donate, just when you join up.
Oh, just when you join
up. Yeah, it's not a donation, it's just membership.
Okay, sorry, just when you join up, membership. So membership, then make a donation. Go online to Virgin and have a look at what their international business class is like. Imagine being met at the door of the plane with, and the guy's name in LA is usually Bill. Know Bill very well. Bill likes Tim Tams as well.
Ooh.
Bill will probably be listening in. He'll have a sign with your
actually,
name
Bill
on.
Actually, Bill is listening in. Bill has actually just sent you a message, Tennille.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Bill
he
has?
Says you can get a really good locksmith through RACV.
Oh.
If you have a home and contents in, I reckon that's Melinda. from Bill, you'll be met at the door of the plane by the Virgin concierge with your name on a sign, and you'll be escorted through security and immigration.
Wow, that is an amazing
best
prize.
Thing. I mean, I only dream about I flew business class once on Philippine Air from Manila to Singapore.
Count.
Does that mean you got a seat?
I did get a seat. It was at the front of the plane, but I think this might be a bit different. Yeah. A bit more. Actually, I flew business class one other time as well. I was 17 though, and I was just running late for my flight from Brisbane to Cairns, and I didn't know what to do with a hot towel. But I know now. So it was lost on me. So this is so exciting. So if you're out there and you're on, like, you know, on the cusp of deciding, do I want to join or do I not want to join? You should join anyway because it's Joy. And, you know, community radio is an important thing in anyone's life, and especially for us in the LGBTI community. But there's now an even better incentive, because if you think about it, we're probably going to sign up, I don't know, 1,000, 1,200 members during this period. So 1 in 1,000 chance of winning a return flight for two people traveling business class on Virgin to LA. And seven
with the royal treatment all the way through.
VIP. I mean, that's amazing. Yeah. That's amazing.
You'll need to
Thank
change
so
all
much,
of the marketing material.
I
now.
Know. That's why I'm here.
Thank you, Macca. That's
no,
a great gift.
It's not called the business for nothing.
Mm.
This is the best business class in the world, and I can say that because I have flown on more airlines than people have had sex.
Oh, some people. Let's pull it back a little.
Some. Okay, but I've flown on pretty much every airline.
Just this reflect is, on some of your friends' behaviours, Macca.
This is the best business class in the world. You are going to have a fantastic holiday, and you're going to be, you know, when you get off the plane and everyone else is queuing up, right, you get whisked through.
You'll be refreshed.
Refreshed, and you will love it. Oh. And
what a prize.
Good well, work. You heard it here first. The,
broken here.
The right. Joy Major Prize, the Radiothon Major Prize, has now been upgraded to business class return airfares to LA plus royal treatment all the way through.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.